950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
That's correct.
I'm serious. I am having a hard time with dates at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. The other day you said, like, was that a week ago or 2 weeks ago? And I had no clue. I looked up Super Tuesday was like 6 weeks ago. I have no understanding of time anymore.
It does. It just is. There's so much in each news cycle now that it's overwhelming. And I you know, it's and I'm glad I've got an IV into that. There's a reason why every day at 10:15 I roll back up into my bedroom, get back under the covers, and say, I'm going to take a nap. I'll be up in an hour and a half, okay? It's a lot out there. Good to be with you today. Stay with us. I got the spinners for you coming up a little bit later. I'll do some dancing. I also want to just take a quick little moment. I want to say thank you to all the people out there who have become members of AM950. Thank you. No, really, thank you. These are weird times, and we don't know when they're going to end. And they've already now starting to. We're now at the point where we're starting to discuss the state fair end of August. And in case you didn't see the story there, that the state fair they're basically either we have the normal fair or we're not having it at all. We're not going to postpone it. We're not going to move it. We're not going to have a trimmed down version. It's either the fair or it's not the fair. And I can buy that. My gut feeling right now, you're talking how many people per day show up out there? 200,000, 300,000?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a petri dish.
Yeah. I unless you've got scientific proof, and I am willing to be part of this testing group that proves that Pronto Pups basically ward off coronavirus. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull that one off, okay? Although, like I said, Eric and I, we're ready to go. We are your test subjects.
I'm ready for extensive testing.
For the prawn and also for the deep-fried pickles. Get those in there, too. We will tell you the truth. Are you sure it doesn't work? Maybe we try another round. That's where we're at. So a lot of things are going through tough times, and here we are. Here we are. We appreciate everyone that's become a member. We truly do. Thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. We're actually in the process of setting up some special things for members only. Oh, or should I say it like this? For members only. Hi there. Okay. Any rumors I'm naked? Not true. Okay, so that don't. That's not part of the membership plan, but we are going to have some interesting content for you for members only. So, if you're looking for information on how you can become a member of AM950, help keep progressive radio on the air in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and in Minnesota through the 2020 election cycle. Well, by all means, head on over to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Find out information on how you can become a member. And like I said, we got some special things coming. For members only, all right? I want to take a moment here to, as I've done here, talk about grocery shopping. And by all means, and we have had some great businesses help sponsor AM950 over the years. The Minneapolis Farmers Market, the Ferndale Market, those guys have always done some great stuff with us. The Seward Co-op, love those guys. Just love the Seward Co-op. They've always been with us here on AM950, and we really do appreciate that, as well as also Mother Earth Gardens. Should mention them as well. But we got a lot of great businesses out there, and a lot of businesses that are trying to rethink. I mean, one of the things we heard yesterday when we were talking about the story where the ag sector had become so specialized, the inability of it to morph into another direction during a health crisis is insane. I mean, I was reading today, they're going to have to kill something like 200,000 pigs because they don't know what to do with them. And I'm like, okay, I understand the pork processing plant is, but I mean, put them out in a field for 2 weeks. How about you just do that? You don't have a place you can just let them live.
Yeah, you think there's smaller farms that'd be willing to take some piglets?
There's a lot of grass, for goodness sakes. I mean, the inability of our current food system to sustain us is obscene. I mean, it really is. And there definitely needs to be some changes. We have great places like the co-ops. The co-ops out there, they're trying. A lot of them are locally sustained. Now, the reality is so many more people don't shop in these kind of more responsible areas, that if all of a sudden we were to shut down the system overall and only have those other areas, it would overwhelm the system. We'd have starvation and stuff. So we need to work towards a more sustainable system. And we need to stop having an ag sector, whether that's pork producers or corn producers or egg producers, who are so streamlined and so cost-cut down that God forbid we have a major health crisis, they can't, you know, mold themselves into a different system. God forbid. God forbid. So that being said, support the co-ops, support the local growers, support the local suppliers. I, because of where I live and there isn't a nearby co-op, I went to a larger store today. And I've been giving you updates on how I have seen things. I want to give Eric, I want the day to be noted. Today was the day I went in there, and for the most part, everything looked stocked. There were a few exceptions. Peanut butter was low, but last week peanut butter was there. Yeast is one. Baking yeast, that one I can't find. Although I've had to all the people who sent me starter kits on how to make yeast in my own house. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. That's actually kind of helpful. It's yeast you can use in a lot of different things. So I appreciate that. But, you know, meat selection was there. You know, and don't get me wrong. I know we're probably going to see a little bit of a dip coming in here with the pork producers because apparently, as we discussed yesterday, all the people that run the pork processing plants are basically seem to be horrible human beings that basically treated their own employees as actual human garbage, for goodness sakes. That being said, there is action now that's being taken to basically try to save the human beings. God forbid we put them first, huh? Heaven forbid. But at the same time, we might see a decrease there. But needless to say, can of beans always work for me. Anyway, but for the most part, everything was there. You know, like I said, there were one or two weird things, but I mean, I'm almost feel like I'm insulting if I say, well, they do not have my blue cheese stuffed olives. Huh? I had to settle for garlic. What am I, from Wayzata? Oh, a Dyna guy, you never let me down. Anyway, so I'm not going to bring up the stuff that wasn't there, but I mean, it was minor. I mean, all the major stuff, milk, eggs, meats, breads, bread aisle was full. That was great. Paper aisle. Yeah, paper aisle, completely stocked. I'm not saying that there aren't places that are having trouble still, but I can only refer to what I am seeing in front of my face when I go to my store, and what I am seeing is a fairly stocked store that is doing well. And I know this, I can tell you this from talking to the people that work in these stores, they're constantly stocking. So when I talked about I didn't have peanut butter earlier today, guess what? Probably by now they might have it on the shelves. So, you know, it's getting better, and I'm going to grasp onto this little gem of light, this little beam of hope. I'm going to grasp onto it because you know what? You know, this is not the leadership of this administration. This is Americans coming together. It's a leadership of Governor Walz and the state, including Republicans who have come forward and put the human beings ahead of other things. Not all Republicans, but most of them. I'll give a lot of credit to the GOP in the state because they have come forward and understood that this is a dangerous situation. I got a story coming up a little bit later on, just FYI. But that's Olmsted. We'll get to Olmsted County in a second. But the reality is a lot of people have stepped up, and a lot of workers have stepped up, and a lot of people who get paid crap wages, who definitely deserve an increase in their salaries, increase in their benefits, an increase in the thank yous that they get. That is what's getting America back on its feet. And so when you go to the store and you realize that a month ago, a lot of these stores were looking pretty bleak. Good news is we're starting to turn a corner here. And if we just keep our wits about us, we should be fine. Diane is in St. Louis Park. She wanted to chime in on this issue. Welcome on in, Diane.
Hi.
Hiya.
I'm just thinking that if we're at the point of maybe reforming our food processing, I'd like to put a plug in for more humane slaughtering of our fellow creatures. And I have to give a compliment here to the Muslim community because they, like their halal system, they want to make sure that the animal never sees the knife. That's how they phrase it. And I don't like these animals just being shunted down these narrow pathways, and they kind of get the idea what's happening. And I don't like at the point of slaughter, all these anxiety hormones are just flooding into
All right, and Diane, thank you very much. I get where you're going. I get where you're going. And I understand what you're going. And I don't. I can tell you're passionate, and I'm a little concerned about how graphic you're about to get. So that's kind of what, but thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. And you know what? I know the truth. Yes, in a perfect world, we would have a better system in place. But I want to make sure before we sit there and we fantasize about the dream ending of the movie, the pork processing plant's biggest crime right now is not the treatment of the animals. It's the treatment of their employees. The human beings, all right? I would love to see these things. I would love the biggest problem to be at these pork processing plants, to be us dealing with the changing times and how we need to reform how our meat is processed. Absolutely. But the far bigger concern are the other human beings who are being treated as cattle. And when we stop that, then we can look at other things. I get it. We'd like to have a change. But for God's sakes, look at how these people are treating other humans. Humans. You think they're going to give a rat's caboose about how the process is for them to decease said cow or said pig or said chicken? They don't care. They don't care. And look at how many of them are furious at the states that have shut them down because they can't put as many of their employees into coffins as quickly as possible. That is our primary goal, is the human beings. And once we can basically, in my personal feeling, chuck some of these jackasses in jail for a long time so they can think about how they should treat other human beings, until we get to that point where we don't reward this kind of behavior with tax breaks and tax cuts and stimulus packages and more money, you keep treating those human beings like that. Until we get to that point, I don't know how much we can address of everything else. That's like basically talking about organizing the deck chairs on the Titanic. Yeah, sure, it looks nice, but guess what? We're about to take a swim. We stop the horrific treatment of the human beings first. Then, and I think to all the people out there that are for grocery reform and food reform, I definitively think that we are at a point right now where there's a lot of people willing to talk about how in the hell we got to a system that, because the bottom line, the cost, the price per pound, the price per egg, the price per bushel was the only thing that they were caring about, that they created a system that was almost useless to us to a point during a pandemic. I think we can look at this and say, you know what, let's do this right. All right. I think that's definitely something out there. And you want to know the truth is, you know, when we get to that point, how about you look at this? All right. You want stimulus? You want tax breaks? You want this stuff? Well, then have a humane system in place. But let's save the human beings first. Let's save the human beings first. Those people are the priority. Okay. They are. Absolutely. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, a Minnesota update, and a major news story as well. Schools are going to be closed for the rest of the school year in Minnesota. I'll get to that in just a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Warner Stellion has the appliances you need for a healthy home. Call, text, or chat with a specialist.
Shop thousands of in-stock appliances online or visit us in-store. Whichever you choose, Warner Stellion is focused on safety. Enjoy free installation on top-rated Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers. Sanitize your clothes with a reliable laundry pair. Or store more food with a family-sized refrigerator and get free trusted delivery. From the specialists, Warner Stellion. That's WarnerStellion.com.
Minuteman Press Uptown is still open and printing everything. But they are taking some extra precautions. You can order by phone or online and do curbside pickup. Plus, they're offering 25% off all postcards right now for AM950 listeners in need. That's Minuteman Press Uptown.
Zero Res has proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. This month, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $129 and take $50 off your air duct cleaning. Plus, they'll always follow CDC guidelines when cleaning your home. That's 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual, not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice in Minnesota, here for everyone.
Hi, this is Mark Bython with Rudy Luther Toyota in Golden Valley. Rudy Luther Toyota remains open to support other essential services, such as medical workers, first responders, and countless others. You can rely on us to take care of vehicle repairs or replacements. We can pick up and deliver your car to keep it going, and you can handle your purchase transaction, mostly online and by phone, to make it easier and safer for you. We are diligent with sanitizing the dealership and your vehicle, and we are 6 feet apart. Please let us know how Rudy Luther Toyota can help at RudyLutherToyota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's go quickly to Lynette and Chaska. Lynette, go right ahead. I want to get into the Minnesota update, but what do you have for us today?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to what Diane was saying. I don't think that she's saying that the animals are more important than the humans. It's all connected. Life is connected.
Well, and I understand
that. In situations, like when animals are being treated badly, it puts humans in a really bad state of mind,
well,
and therefore we see the humans being treated badly as well.
Well, and Lynette, let me step in here. I never at any point said that she was saying animals over humans. What I am pointing out is the reality of the freaking world right now. And that is, and I understand, I get it. Matt, the cow, God, if you do it horribly to the cow, it's affecting the people. You know what also is affecting these people? Being told they're sick, they know they might have coronavirus, and being told they don't care about their family, they don't care about them, to get into the office. You know, this is not about bad-mouthing this. This is not. I mean, I get it. It's freaking Peruvian goats. That's what this is. Matt, God, why aren't you talking more about Peruvian goats? Why, Matt? Come on, Matt. Why not? Well, because I got 5 billion other things I got to talk about. And it's not that the Peruvian goats are not urgent. It's not that Peruvian goats don't have a very good point. It's not Peruvian goats are something that we should focus on at some point. But for God's sakes, when you see these corporations treating their own human employees as badly as they are, I mean, I don't quite know. I mean, to me, it's like, how in the world are you not seeing, okay, let's make sure the human beings are okay first. Let's get these companies treating the human beings okay. Because I can tell you right now, unless we start doing that, it doesn't matter how many chants and rallies and signs you wave outside of any processing plant. It doesn't matter how much time you get. The reality is that unless we hold these people accountable for how they're treating the other human beings, and that is not discounting what you're saying, nor am I saying your people, the people that are saying this are saying animals over humans. I am not saying either one of those things. I am looking at the reality of the situation that is in front of us right now. You know, it's, you know, You don't look at Jeffrey Dahmer and say, boy, man, look, his pants really were messed up. I mean, for goodness sakes, let's deal with the larger issue right there. You know, his style sense wasn't there. Really? That's your, okay. I'm not saying that he, you know, okay. What I'm going to say is this, is that if you want to change this system, you are dealing with truly evil freaking people. And they don't care. They don't care. Now, I guarantee you right now, Eric, I am going to get more hate mail from this about how I didn't validate what they were saying. I didn't disvaluate you. I'm saying that undeniably, the human beings are being treated worse. But once again, and this, not only do you get this, yeah, death is bad, but from the Republicans, but look at this. Oh, yeah, how they're treating human beings is bad, but I don't need that from the left either. The human beings are the priority. For God's sakes, people, the human beings are the priority. And trust me, I would love to live in a day where my biggest concern was the process of the meat industry. I would love to be that my biggest issue. I would love that. I would love to be able to do a week of shows on that. Oh, for God's sakes, can I dream? I got to worry about greedy, Ayn Rand-worshipping zealots who basically think that human beings are something to be ground up for their own amusement. If you can't see why that's the most important thing, and Diane and Lynette, I get it. Your passion is great, but I'm watching people die left and right here, and I'm not looking, I mean... Yeah, I just, when did I become so fringe by caring about the human lives? Hey, let's talk about the human lives, Matt, come on, let's not talk, you know, it's not that, that's not important, but let's talk about other things. I don't know. All right, let's get to the news, such as... Let's go first with the latest numbers in Minnesota, which are not great. 21 more people have died from COVID-19 complications, putting the state's death toll at 200 people. Today's death count, the highest yet, is the third consecutive day with double-digit totals. Another 221 people have been tested positive for the new coronavirus. 221 people. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, altogether there have been 2,942 people sickened by COVID-19 in Minnesota since the pandemic was first detected in the state in March. About 25% of those infected have needed hospitalization. There are 268 COVID-19 patients in the state's hospitals, including 104 who need intensive care, while slightly more than 100 intensive care beds have been used for COVID-19 patients in the past 8 days. The state's overall ICU bed capacity has already held steady with about 300 available beds. That's great news. Of those who have been diagnosed with coronavirus, 1,536 have recovered, no longer need isolation. Once again, over half have recovered. Good news. The new COVID-19 cases were discovered among the 2,204 COVID-19 tests that were run on Wednesday. That's an increase from the average of 1,300 patient samples that were tested since mid-April. And of course, and there is this new ambitious, very ambitious plan here that that they're trying to put into place on the COVID-19. As part of the initiative, Minnesota Department of Health, Mayo Clinic, and the University of Minnesota will create a central lab that will allow as many 20,000 people to be tested per day. We will have the highest rate of testing on the planet in Minnesota. All while also establishing a virtual command center operating in partnership with the state's health systems that will monitor testing needs across the state to coordinate the response. The $36 million effort is funded by the $200 million COVID-19 Minnesota Fund, which was established by the Minnesota legislature and has been previously used to buy personal protective equipment, ventilators, and other supplies. Ultimately, the partners say they will be able to provide both molecular tests, which identify current infection with COVID-19, and serology tests, which identify past infections and suggest a person might have some immunity. Since the beginning of the outbreak, Minnesota has tested approximately 49,000 people. I wanted you to think about that for one quick second. We are now about to turn to 20,000 people a day up until this point in Minnesota, we've only been able to test 49,000. In 3 days, we will be, once we get this thing up and rolling, we'll be able to test more people in the state in 3 days than we've tested in a month and a half. That is out freaking standing. That is out freaking standing. And that is, and because we're trying to save lives here. We are trying to save the human lives. That being said, there is, not on a human life standard. Governor Walz, he's basically announced that the distance learning will continue through the end of the school year. A day after announcing a statewide strategy on widespread testing, Governor Tim Walz today outlined the next steps in COVID-19 response in Minnesota. The governor extended distance learning through the end of the school year, announced a plan of up to 100,000 workers to safely return to their jobs, and explained the different factors determining the gradual reopening of society in Minnesota. Now, I want to say this. The stay-at-home order still, I think it's May 3rd, is the end of the stay-at-home order. That's the current. I think it's midnight on the 4th when it opens everything back up again. But Walz announced the distance learning will continue through the rest of the 2019-2020 school year. The state continues to pursue opportunities that expand technology for students, provide guidance for educators on how best to connect with students and support families. As a former teacher, this is a heartbreaking decision, said Governor Walz. I'm sorry for all the students who will miss out on graduations, tournaments, end-of-year celebrations. While I recognize distance learning is a challenge for many families, it is critical to social distance in Minnesota and support the health of Minnesota families. We will continue looking for ways to improve the current system and better support the children. Distance learning has created new challenges for all of us, but especially students of color, Native Americans, students in greater Minnesota, students with disabilities, and low-income families, among others, said Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. Students are missing their friends and routines, and families are struggling to work while helping their youngest learners. It absolutely is true. And it's, you know, he went on to say in his news conference, he did make multiple points about this in regards to things. Asked about whether the classes will resume in person in the fall, he says, I don't know yet. So once again, I want to make sure we're starting to speculate. State fair, they're starting to speculate about that, late August. Schools start late August, September. They're saying right now they can't comment on that. Walz mentioned the school closures have hit harder in minority and rural communities, something he said he's continuing to look at. He addressed school teachers directly. I know what you're losing. The school's being closed for the rest of the academic year. Speaking directly to the class of 2020 about school closures for the rest of the academic year, it feels like that it's been taken, and it has from you. None of us ever thought we'd ever go through this. But once again, the stay-at-home order is in place till May 4th. That's courtesy of Brianna Beersbach's Twitter feed over at Star Tribune, 952-946-6205. When we do return, I got more updates to get to you, and I'm going to get to the Olmsted County GOP because it's funny on both sides. It is funny on both sides. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Live from St. Paul, it's the Virtual Art Crawl, featuring over 100 local artists with works for sale, artist interviews, demonstration, and studio tours, all from the safety of your sofa. That's right, we had to move the 2020 St. Paul Spring Art Crawl to an online format so that we could connect our fabulous artists with thousands of folks who traditionally attend the first big art event of the year. Help support the arts community by logging on April 24th through the 26th. You may ask yourself, how do I virtually art crawl? Follow the Facebook page at facebook.com/St. Paul Virtual Art Crawl. Watch live streams, support your favorite artists, listen to live streaming music, check out Lower Town restaurants, find a few new artists to follow, and maybe even buy some sweet local art. Again, the Virtual St. Paul Spring Art Crawl is April 24th through the 26th, streaming at facebook.com/St. Paul Virtual Art Crawl.
Hello, Minnesota. This is Governor Tim Walz. Among all the things I love about our great state, it's the hardiness of our people and our willingness to do right by each other. We need that now more than ever. My team is working hard with partners to keep you safe, but we need all Minnesotans to help slow the spread of coronavirus. Stay home, stop the spread, save lives. For the most accurate and update information, listen to your local news, and together, let's share facts, not fear.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning knows a comfortable home is more important now than ever. So we're offering up to $2,700 in savings when you buy a new furnace and AC in April. We also want to assure you that we're still open, offering all our services and answering your calls. And we've created a no-contact protocol to keep our customers and staff safe. Find out more about these savings and our new protocols at standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. And indeed, one of the things we should mention is there's quite a few varieties here. Now, we mentioned yesterday, Victor's 1959 Cafe, they're not open for takeout, but they are encouraging people to buy gift cards. So if you can, go help out Victor's over there. Hazel's Northeast, not only are they offering takeout, but they are actually offering meals to go there, too. That's a great option. So you can take food and you can finish preparing it at home later. That's great food from Hazel, so go check that out. To-go menus available at Cafe Latte, Nightingale, Park Tavern as well. Great Wall. Make sure you stop by. Help out these businesses if you can. Vern is in White Bear Lake. Welcome on in, Vern. Thanks for the hold on.
Hi, Matt. This is Vern.
Hey, Vern.
You know, our recent experience with this in these meatpacking plants was a Hormel strike back in, what, 90, 91, or was it earlier than that? But, you know, they were trying to bust those people that work at 40-degree temperatures from 10:40 an hour down to 8-something an hour. That's what that strike was about. Mm-hmm. But going back further, this all started with Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, it was the meatpacking unions were strong, and they, you know, the meatpackers said, oh, no, we got too much strength here. And so they got them to start doing the assembly line, packaged meats, no skill whatsoever. And that's where all the immigrants became the major employees at all these plants.
Because
across the country.
Because it became cheaper. They were the cheapest labor they could find.
Right. This all started under Reagan.
Well, and you want to know the truth, Vern, and there you go. I mean, if you want to really fix this problem, thanks, Vern, I appreciate it. It's a great reminder. If you want to fix this problem, everyone, listen, please, all right? You can solve the main problem, which is the mistreatment of the human beings. You can solve the secondary problem, which is the mistreatment of the animals, by bringing back the unions into the meat industry. Bringing back the unions. Right now, I mean, some of the stories I'm hearing out of South Dakota where, you know, guys were driving, you know, 3 hours every day with a carload of immigrants to go work at that Smithfield plant. To try to, you know, process, you know, pork there. And when they were telling people, oh, we're sick, they're saying, we don't care. Either you're in here or you lose your job. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, it was scary stuff.
And I was wondering how it was infecting so many different plants in different states.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they were working part-time in multiple states and just taking a tour of the Midwest, essentially. Yeah,
exactly. We had plants in Minnesota, so people would be driving from in the Minnesota area, living with people who processed, worked at the other plants, and then, you know, they get sick, and next thing you know, it's going to all these plants. I mean, we were talking about it with Stein yesterday. We had a guy that was at one plant who was shifted to another plant,
mm-hmm.
and he was sick, and he said he apparently was sick. No, you save the humans first. And once again, he's right. Vern's right. If you want to see where this all began, it's when they got rid of the unions and the meat industry, went for the lowest labor point and price point. Then you didn't have the labor union to say, you know what? We're mistreating the cows. We're mistreating the chickens. We're mistreating the pork. And without them, then all of a sudden they could start treating the animals even worse. You want to save the humans? So you want more humane conditions for the animals? Bring back the unions. Because that was the check in that check and balance. That was the check right there. I am not, and I'm going to repeat because I already know I'm going to hear this a billion freaking times. I am not saying the people that called in here were saying animals over humans. But when you say, well, this is a good time to deal with this, you're talking about people, look at how they treated their own employees. Look at how they treated their own employees. You think they're going to take a memo from you on how you're treating the pork or the beef or that? No, they don't care. They just don't care. So we save the humans. We get the humans being treated humanely first. And then we can go from there. I'm not saying that you're putting one over the other. But when I point out that fact that the humans are getting treated, I'm not doing that so you can get defensive. I'm saying that because that's the freaking reality we live in right now. Conservative policy run freaking amok. That's what it is. Absolutely. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Last night, I found a post that was kind of interesting. It is a post that was planted on the Olmsted County GOP's webpage. And the post, there was already some red flags that came up with this post. Now, this is on the Facebook page. This is Olmsted County GOP. It's a map. It's an image of a map saying downtown Rochester, Minnesota, hashtag Operation Gridlock, April 23rd from noon until 3, has a map with where the blockage is supposed to, take place. You can go look at, I posted it up on Twitter, I posted it up on Facebook. The comment, this is the Olmsted GOP's comment on it. This is floating around Facebook and Messenger. No group is coordinating this public display of our First Amendment rights. Time to let your voices be heard. Hashtag open Minnesota, hashtag reopen MN. Okay, so last night I took around this image that's floating around the internet. Do you know what I found? I couldn't find this anywhere else but the Olmsted GOP's page. They said it's floating around Facebook and Messenger. Well, if it's Messenger, it's coming from one of your friends. And then that would mean it's coordinated. I think they don't understand what the word coordinated means. Because even if this was just some random post online, you're officially the Olmsted County GOP. You have a responsibility. You are a spokesperson for the Republican Party in Olmsted County. You putting out the map with directions and timelines and talking about how it's time to let your voices be heard. That seems like you're coordinating it to me. That would be a coordination of the event. That's exactly what's going on here. It seems like you are coordinating this lockdown. Now, this was something that was brought up by down in Rochester. Greg Galness, Olmsted County GOP chairman, who shared the post on social media, said he didn't know who is planning or organizing the protest, but added that he supports the effort, calling the measures draconian. Okay, stop. You said this came from Facebook and Messenger. You know who organized it if it wasn't you. If you didn't coordinate it, you know exactly where it came from, which, by the way, once again, I searched for it online. The only place I kept coming up with it was the Olmsted County GOP. And by the way, which brings up let's understand what probably happened here. The Olmsted County GOP liked the idea of this and then put it out there saying, well, we don't know where this came from, but it sure seems like a good idea. So here's the place and time and what time you need to be there and all this stuff. Here's where you need to, this is going to be huge. This is going to be huge. Well, you still are coordinating it. Whether you're the original coordinator remains to be seen. I don't know if you got this from some weird 8chan or 4chan website. I don't know where you got this from, but the reality is that you yourselves are promoting it at the very least. And considering you seem to be the only place I can find that has this, and you can clarify this for us, Greg, anytime you want, who on Facebook sent it to you? Because you keep implying it that it mythically just appeared out of nowhere.
It was floating.
It was floating. It was delivered to us from a cloud above. Actually, it was from iCloud. It was from iMessenger. That's what it was. You yourself said, I want to make sure I repeat this. It's floating around Facebook and Messenger. There aren't anonymous Facebook and Messenger pages. They have names with them. Where did this come from? You could answer that question. I think we know the answer to the question, though. So, and like I said, I looked. I tried to find this map and this protest. It did not exist. Speaking of, it did not exist. So after I saw this last night, I made sure I pointed to myself, you know what? I need to check to make sure how bad this is going to get in Rochester. I have looked online. I could not find a single picture. When I typed in Rochester protest, down there, I'm not saying there aren't, but none of the news has got it. I couldn't find anything on Twitter about it. It seems that no one showed up for your protest, or at least it sounds like it did. I'm not saying that it didn't happen. It just is usually the first place you see this is on Twitter. And I kept, this supposedly started, according to the Olmsted Party, the Olmsted County GOP, noon until 3. At 2 o'clock, I was looking for photos of this, expecting some sort of mass gridlock shutdown in Rochester, and they didn't have anything on it. Can you do me a favor really quick? Can you, Eric, take a peeky-poo?
Yeah.
A peeky-poo. See if you can type in, I guess, Rochester, Minnesota protest or gridlock. And see if you see any pictures. Has anything been posted yet? Anything at all? Gosh, that would be embarrassing, especially
when I'm not seeing anything at all.
Do you see any photos? Is there like even a crosswalk that's kind of jammed up a little bit down there?
No, not yet. Hashtag Operation Gridlock.
Hashtag Operation Gridlock. And put down Rochester, Minnesota. See if it in there as well. See if you see anything on that.
Literally nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Wow. You suck at this. You suck on both sides of this there, Olmsted County GOP. No, seriously. You guys are obnoxiously bad at this. First of all, like I said, this mysterious... call to arms that you guys proudly posted on your page. And if I also may, why not? Aren't you the GOP? Wait a minute. When African Americans shut down streets, weren't you veins popping, red faced, screaming about, how dare black people block roads? Don't they know about safety? And here you are. At the very least there, Olmsted, you're promoting blocking off the roads. That would seem like a massive level of hypocrisy. Oh, that's right. White people blocking the roads. That's not something you guys have a problem with, apparently. Judging by your own post up on your own Facebook page. White people blocking roads, they're just innocent victims. Innocent victims. Just misunderstood. But if it's black people, oh, Lordy, hit them with your car, lock them up, blah, blah, blah. I remember those days. And by the way, I hate being proven right. And so far in the last 3 days, I have been proven right. One, Mitch McConnell has no intent on ever giving any more aid to the middle and lower class. Ding. Two, coronavirus. We mentioned it on this radio station, on this show. We mentioned they were probably spreading around in late January, the way it was blowing up in China and the fact that we hadn't restricted any flights at that point. I said it was everywhere already. Ding! And here it is. Last year when Nikki Z and the boys were out there screaming about, this isn't about race, this is about protesters and safety. I said, mark my words, when white guys get ready to protest, these guys are going to be silent about it. Ding, 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 ding. 3 for 3. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Brad, thanks for holding. Welcome on into the show.
Okay, well, ever since the late 80s, I have boycotted Hormel products. And based on some tasteless chicken nuggets and the description of your guest yesterday, I'm adding Tyson to the list. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that might be one way to prevent animal suffering, is just to increase demand.
I just, Brad, how do you get so cold-hearted that your plan, okay, so you were going to take the chickens and they were for restaurant use. Okay, fine, that's the contract you had. But then all of a sudden the restaurants close. How is it? Well, I better just go out back and kill them all. We need to get that food to market. It is amazing to me how much the never-ending desire for more and more money has broken the ag sector from pretty much from the farmer, the corporate farmer, up to the corporate processor.
Yeah, we need some type of real reevaluation in that regard.
I would agree with that. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate it. No, that's the right word. We need to reevaluate the entire frickin' system and not just sit and reward the guy that can get pork chops cut for the cheapest dime. We definitely need to work on the system a little bit more. I did want to make sure I mention as well one last thing here before we get into the break. And that has to do with the stock market. the stock market is, was it up today? Yes, it was up 39%, or 39 points. I want to make sure we all understand really quick here. When I keep saying none of this makes any sense as far as our economy goes, none of this makes any sense. None of this makes any sense. All the jobs created since 2008, since that recession, are now gone. Oil is trading at less than $18 a barrel, and that's rebounding greatly. The bond market is in ruins. The American manufacturing is at an all-time low. Trade markets are fractured at best. Housing market saw an 8.5% decrease, and they're saying it's going to get a lot worse as the summer gets going. And the ag sector itself is being broken into pieces. And the stock market went up today. The stock market went up. Okay. Don't tell me things aren't being manipulated. Don't tell me things are not being manipulated. This is a mess beyond epic proportions, and it seems as if the Dow Jones particularly and the stock markets are trying themselves they're Gene Wilder when the monster gets scared, when the light bulb busts on young Frankenstein and he's on the stage, they're doing putting on the Ritz. And Peter, is it Peter O'Toole? Who am I thinking of? The monster. He basically gets scared and he goes, what are you doing? Keep dancing. Keep dancing. Don't be terrified. Just keep dancing. That's the stock market right now. They're Gene Wilder trying to tell everyone they shouldn't be terrified of the rampaging monster. Just keep dancing. Just keep dancing. 95294. Peter Boyle. Peter Boyle was the monster. Cigars. God, I gotta go watch that movie again. We'll take a break, come on back, wrap up the show with a little dancing. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, we'll talk about the 50th anniversary of Earth Day and its architect, Dennis Hayes. The big interview is with Diane Muntean, an idealist from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, who I worked with last year. In the C block, I talk about my first Earth Day experience and how it shaped me as an idealist, something which continues to this day. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Warner Stellion has the appliances you need for a healthy home. Call, text, or chat with a specialist. Shop thousands of in-stock appliances online or visit us in-store. Whichever you choose, our specialists are focused on safety. Our trusted delivery in Holloway is still free on the appliances you need to cook and clean. Buy confidently with our unbeatable price guarantee and 18 months interest-free financing. From the specialists, Warner Stellion. Chat with us at warnerstellion.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, Hi, this is Paul Metz inviting you to listen to a great new and informative episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We feature Dr. Jeff Bakke, who's a physician at North Memorial Hospital. He actually spent time in Bethesda, Maryland at the National Institute of Health in 1987 and 1988 with Dr. Anthony Fauci, who later wrote him a letter of recommendation. We talk pandemic, what's going on the ground, and how to keep yourself safe. Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 950.
Deb, I love you. Deb, I love you. She sent photos. We've got a huge rally going on down there in Rochester. Looks like three cars and maybe like eight people and one guy with a white bucket and a flag.
What's that bucket for?
I'm not quite. Is he picking up trash afterwards? It's nice. It's Earth Day. Thank you very much. I'm not sure. It's... There seems to be, I hope they didn't buy two packs of hot dogs. I'm just going to say it. It doesn't look like the largest group ever there. But hey, Olmsted County GOP, great job in organizing. Well, I don't think you organized it or coordinated or good coordinated. You at least just put it out there. Hey, we stand by it. How many of these guys paint? There's like one car. Well, one car, of course, with the door doesn't match the rest of the car. And he's painted on the windows there. Another guy in a sedan is painted on his car. Okay. Okay. I got to tell you guys, Olmsted County, one of the highest outbreak rates in the state. I don't want you to die. I can't stop you from being stupid, but I don't want you to die. Let's dance. Spinners, Rubber Band Man, is going to take us out today. We are going to be back tomorrow, hopefully with some more happiness and cheer. Until then, you have a good day. We will be back. Till then, see ya.
Outside of town, I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound.